There's a speech, and basically the end of the introduction is Shema. The end of the introduction has an introduction. Right? Meaning the conclusion of the introduction is six prakim long. The beginning of that end, the beginning of the conclusion is right. Shema, and the end of that conclusion is Vahayim Shema. Now, take a look at Shema and Vahayim. Dvarim, I'll read it to you. It goes like this. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen up, Israel. Israelites. Moshe is talking to Israel, Bnei Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. You should love Hashem. V'chol v'avchol v'chol nafshchol miyadach. Okay. Listen up. Hashem is one. Love God. V'hayuad... You have an obligation to love God. V'ayuad varei ma'ela, and these words that I command you today should be on your heart. Which words?
Oh yeah. Some say it's the whole paragraph. Some say it's like until
You're using your Gemara brain. We're going to use a Chumash brain now. Meaning, we have to understand what it means in the Chumash. Ready? We're going to remove all preconceived knowledge for a moment. And it says, all these words, all these words should be on your heart. Well, then it says...
Yeah, but think about it. This is like the introduction to
Dvarim,
so
we'll
be talking about all
Dvarim. Well, let's even prove what it's talking about. V'shinantim levanachin, you should tell it to your kids. V'dibartabam, you should speak these words when you sit in your house, and when you go on the path, and when you lie down, and when you get up. All the tie them to your hands, tie them to your head. Put them on your doorposts. What are you putting on your doorposts and your head, and when you go on the path, and when you go to work, and when you lie down, you get up. You always, always, always say these words. You ever get in one of those silly routines with a child, and the child says, repeat after me, and you say, just to annoy him, repeat after me. The kid then says, no, not that, and you say, no, not that. And then until he hits you, right? Don't hit him back. So,
That's when you
stop. Yeah. Okay, and he starts running to Hazima, and then I get you in trouble. Right? That's how it works in our house. So, which words, when it says, say these words, repeat these words, put them on your head, you know what we do? We do one of these tricks. We do one of these annoyances with God. The Torah says, say these words. What do? Say these words. Say them to your kids. Say them to your kids. Tie them to your head. We do. Say over the instruction manual. But the thing that you're actually supposed to say, we're not saying.
Or are we?
We'll see. And I can prove to you what we're supposed to say is after this paragraph. Not this paragraph, but after this paragraph. Because there's six prakim then. And then it concludes. V'ayam shema tishmul mitzvosai. And if you listen to these mitzvos, Asher Anochi Mitzaveschem Hayom, that I'm commanding you today, very similar to Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, li'ahavas Hashem, as it says, v'yahavtos Hashem, u'lavdo b'chol v'avchem v'chol nafshechem. Boy, does that sound familiar. Then there's some things, you'll get blessing, and don't anger Hashem. This anyway, going back to, put them on your head, put them on your arms, and teach them to your kids, and say them when you get up, and when you go to sleep, and when you're on the path, and when you're... And put them on your doorposts. Now, if this speech that you're supposed to put on your doorposts, and, right, just imagine a big speech, about six chapters long, and it says, so these words in the introduction of the speech, these words are meant to be repeated at all times. Then there's a long speech, and then the conclusion. These words are meant to be repeated at all times. If you do them, that's great. If you don't, very bad. If you do it, you'll get to keep Israel forever. Good? But what are the words you're supposed to repeat and say all the time? The stuff in the middle! Right? If it wasn't the stuff in the middle, then it wouldn't be a conclusion using the same word summarizing the introduction, right? That conclusion wouldn't be there, presumably. Of course, the six prakim are foreign to most of us, and Shema would be a lot longer. About six prakim longer. So you could tell me whether they didn't want to bother us. Although that doesn't help so much, because, you know, the rest of the hour that you're there for Shacharis, you know, that didn't seem to be a problem.
Yeah. So just learn from the Torah for every day and so.
I'm okay with that. I'd like to suggest the following answer. I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. This is my own thought, what the pshat is. And it says, Shema Yisrael, what is in between these two? What's in between these two paragraphs? There are six prakim. So what's the stuff in the middle? And what I boiled it down to is, there's actually, with 4 minutes left, two Musar Shmuzes. Musar Shmuz number one is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything on a silver platter, then there's a really big pitfall. Really big potential problem when Hashem gives you everything. The very beginning, opening right after Shema, it says when Hashem brings you to the land that He promised your fathers, when Hashem brings you, to give you arim gedolot v'tovot shelo banita, big good cities that you did not build, ubatim leim kol tov, and houses filled with goodness, asher lo mileta, you didn't fill it with that goodness, uborot chatzuvim asher lo chatzavta, dug wells that you did not dig, kramim v'zeitim asher lo natata, vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant, v'achalta v'savata, and you will eat and you'll be satiated, you'll be affluent from money that was not yours. What's the pitfall then? Start to take it for granted. And when something doesn't happen, hey God, provide. And that is the potential pitfall. When God gives everything on a silver platter, we take Him for granted. Lo tenasu et Hashem Elokeichem. Don't test me. As you did in Massa and in many other places. Is dot, dot, dot. And of course, you're going to want to know why is it that you have to keep any mitzvos. Ki yishalcha bincha machar leimor, when your kids ask you tomorrow, Ma'i dot vachu kima mishpatim. Why are we doing any of this? What a question. You know what that question is? Tomorrow. Tomorrow is when you've forgotten all about what God has done for you. And you're just living off the fat of the land. You're like, so where's God in this picture? Life's good. Why do I need God? That's just a pain. That's bad. That's pitfall number one. Scenario number one. When God gives you everything on a silver platter, it's potentially problematic. Option number two is in Parsha Sekev. When Hashem brings you, and you know what? He steps out of the picture and has you do all of it. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens when you do all the work?
That's a part of Vahaya, though, isn't it?
Well, it all wraps it up together. You know what's going to happen then? Well, when you do it by yourself, you have an eretz, asher lo b'sinskeinu tochal b'lechem, we don't have time, but pen tochal v'savato v'tim tovim tivne v'yashavta, perchet pasuk yod bet. You'll build houses, and you'll dwell in them, and you'll have more cattle, and you'll have more money. You do it all on your own. What then's going to happen? You're going to get haughty and say, "V'amarta b'levech," and you'll say in your heart, "Kochi v'otzem yadia." Who did this? All me. I didn't see God. So when He takes a step back, what's the pitfall? Man will take all the credit. Hashem wasn't involved. If Hashem gives it to you clearly on a silver platter, you take it for granted. He's stuck no matter what. So what's the right answer? He'll give, but and then remove himself, and then give, and then remove himself, give in limited amounts. So we know He's there, but He's not only giving, He's not only the absent, right? A nice mix, and only Hashem knows the right amount, and He figures that out. What's the solution to both pitfalls to never fall in? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem. No, Am Yisrael. Hashem is our God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If you understand that Hashem is Elokeinu, He's with us. both pitfalls are avoided. If you say that in an affirmed fashion, you say it as an affirmation, I believe this to be true, then you don't need to say the brachim in the middle.